Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Music.
Hey,
this is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Jacqueline Jacks, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Lainey Nash, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Chris Bishop, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Naomi Thom, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, we're Orange Avenue.
And we love AVA Live Radio.
Next up on AVA Live Radio, Julius Ice is here. He's got a new song. It's called Word. We'll be right back after this.
Can you turn me up a little bit? Yeah.
Clap. 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 In a car. Swerve. Getting that word on the block, curve flipping them birds. Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them jitters will fool you.
Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them niggas might murk you.
Smoking on her,
sucking you.
Word,
little nigga,
germs.
Ain't a girl.
Word, word, word.
Right to the point if you're coming over her.
Word, yeah.
Now nigga cool, let me order hors d'oeuvres. Fans on the man. She like the man. She cool with a tan. Hit it twice, god damn. Damn, damn. What should I do? How I get myself in this? Damn, damn. Hit it once more, that nigga nominous. Got out locked with a padlock. Used to hide the shit in my healthy size. Food never plot, got eat alive. These niggas just hoes, just talking top. Yo, ass got mini high. Hospital visit, I'll pull the pump. Crisscross the face, no jumpy jump. It's a big doc, doggy or puppy pug. Doctors really plugs. Cashiers be the strippers. If you need a fix, nowadays gotta tip them.
Word, word.
Two zone out to be getting on my nerves.
Word, word.
Double up cups off of a sky stir. Fitted on jeans, cut supreme. Plug put up in the SUV. And we ain't never smoking weed. It's too strong like Hercules. Cheese, cheese. Got a big smile and no one said cheese. Cheese, cheese. Word on the block, I'm getting heavy on the street light.
In a car, swerve.
Getting that
word.
On the block,
curve.
Flipping them birds.
Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them jitters will fool you.
Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them niggas might murk you.
In a car, swerve.
Getting that
word.
On the block,
curve.
Flipping them
birds.
Word,
word.
Better watch out, cause them jibbies will fool you.
Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them niggas might murk you.
In a car,
word.
Getting that
word.
On the block,
word.
Flipping them
word,
word,
word. Better watch out, cause them jibbies will fool you.
Word, word.
Better watch out, cause them niggas might murk you. Niggas might murk you, niggas might murk you. Jibbies will fool you, jibbies will fool you.
Them niggas don't like you, them niggas don't like you.
Them niggas will murk you, them niggas will murk you. Yeah.
Julius Ice or Swam, I think, a.k.a. Swam or S-W-A-M. Hey, Julius, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's Julius.
I like that. That's great. The
I should have said Julius Ice Chief.
Yeah.
Julius Ice.
What does SWAM stand for, S-W-A-M?
SWAM stands for Service with Awesome Music. So it's just and like an acronym of me just putting out my own type of flavor, my own style of like different kinds of music. Whether I want to do like a R&B or a pop type of song or a hip hop type of song, or I want to incorporate different type of like flavors and vibes into like my hip hop like resume. But I want to keep hip hop, and that's why I wanted. That's exactly how I want to do it. So Service with Awesome Music, that's the whole SWAM. So when you hear me say SWAM, it's actually the Service with Awesome Music is what I'm producing to everybody.
I like that. That's great. It's always interesting because in the hip hop genre, you guys always have these second names, and I'm always interested on where they come from because there's usually something behind it, like a story, you know?
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
Right? It's funny. The music business in Canada is much different than what we're dealing with in the U.S. How is it for you? Like, what are you experiencing?
Oh, man. I was tell you right now, from being over here in Canada, I have gotten more, I guess, recognition or more, like, love from America or other parts than my own city or, like, my own place. I could be wrong, though, but to reach out for people and to network, it seems more easier for people to, like, if I could reach out to somebody in California or Houston and that we could network and do something, it's, like, kind of hard sometimes to make connections with people around here. But it just depends on who you talk to and who you be around, because not everybody has the same type of interest that you have. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are either around you for, like, you know, popularity contests or clout. But I will say that over here, the hip-hop game is rising slowly. Support system is getting kind of better, but it's getting there. But for me, all my like networking and everything, I seem to get more love from outside of Canada than I do inside of Canada. But I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, probably locally, like if you're trying to play and get to be known in your local area, which is what, you know, a lot of people say, you got to like saturate your own area first, right? But with social media, it's totally different. I mean, I know the algorithms will tend to put you in front of your local people, and that's good because usually local people online will support their local artists. Maybe people don't come out to shows as much as they used to, but certainly online you can get that support going, you know?
Yeah. When it comes to social media, like, it is crazy. If you know how to use social media, you will make a lot of connects, yo.
Yeah. Every day, right? A lot. Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there. It's like a billion people or more. There's so many people on social media. It's crazy.
Oh, who knows? There's probably like more than probably a trillion. Like, there's a lot.
I know.
The ages of maybe like 11 years old to like, let's say like 65, 60.
Yeah. What's your favorite so far? Like your favorite social media page?
My favorite will have to be Instagram.
I like Instagram too. You know what I like about Instagram? And I don't know if you do it the same way I do. I change my timeline, or not my timeline. I change the newsfeed all the time. And how I do it is I just go out there and seek new people all the time so that every time I go on to my newsfeed, it's different. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's so different than Facebook because if I go to the Facebook newsfeed, I see the same stuff over and over again, no matter what I do to try and change the timeline, you know?
Mm-hmm. You see the same stuff over on your Facebook. But then again, I guess it depends on how you utilize your social media.
Yeah.
Like on my Instagram, I see Instagram more. They're both promoting tools. Instagram, you could like post yourself. You could go on live on both. They're kind of both the same now, but I'd rather be with Instagram because I can make my little video or change my newsfeed, how you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, it's like always the same thing.
It is.
It also depends on who you're following.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's tricky. I just don't see. I feel like I see the same people over and over again in the newsfeed, and I just don't have access to the majority. I have to go into our group pages. So I do groups like strings so that everybody that is out there can just like put something on a string, and then all of a sudden I'll start to be able to like visit other pages. You know, it just reminds me that people are there, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about this person. I have to go check their page. That's the only way I can manage to like just kind of get a variety on Facebook these days. The algorithm's just so tight. It's like it's really tightened down. But they do own Instagram. I'm hoping that the use of the hashtags doesn't change because I really love the way
the hashtags is really good. Yeah. But you know what social media site I never really got into? And I have it, but I just don't use it. Snapchat.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I have it, but I just don't use it.
And it's like, am I going to put the same thing on my Snap as on my Instagram? But there's ways of using it. I just never really got into snapping.
No,
like
me neither.
Facebook
no,
and Instagram, I'll be on those. And then Twitter, like here and there on the odd time. But yeah, all those sites. Snapchat's the one I least use.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're also kind of, I mean, they still have a lot of people, but they're not nearly as large anymore, and they're not really rising. Instagram is definitely the big trend right now in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have, I don't know if you know this, but you could have multiple accounts on Instagram, which I think are really helpful, because if you have your personal Instagram and you're going to, depending on what you want to put on there as far as content, you could have a designated music page that just features your music videos, you know, like just like an album laid out. And it's something you could really do. Like you could create what I call is a very genre specific and just targeted advertising page, which is just really done so nicely. You don't have to launch new content on there every day. You could push people to it from the other one, and it would just feature all your music. So like when somebody wants to come and they want to see your latest album or your latest mixtape or whatever is it, it's just there, sitting there all lined up, real pretty. That's what I like
good.
About Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. And next, on a side note, to anybody listening to this, you just got a major good tape. That is a good tip.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to AVA right here. Shout out to AVA.
I recommend everybody doing it, because you can just use your personal page for whatever you want. You can do stories and stuff, but then a designated page is just something that can be there. It can be switched up. And I love watching people launch albums on Instagram. I think it's so interesting, because to me, you see a minute video, I'll go search it out. I'll go follow them on Spotify. It's really easy, especially with stories. You could put your story as your Spotify links, put it as a highlight, and now you just got links to all your Spotify singles right there on that page. So these are all things you could do with that designated page, and then also, you know, do some mimics over on your personal. That's what I like about Instagram. See, I feel like that's more connective than Facebook is right now.
Yeah, and even with Instagram too, how you said you could post your albums and you could link go to it too, even if you want to just throw new music out. To say that you're working on something, people might hit you up and say, I can't find that song, or it's not out, or it's out, it's over here. So it's a very good tool if you know how to use it.
I just had fun last night. Like, I deleted all my highlights, and I added, if you look at my Jacqueline Jacks page, you'll see, like, there's a header for each highlight now. And so when you go through the highlights, it shows the header, so it'll say music, and then after that, a story will come up about music. And then it'll say Spotify, and then like some Spotify links will come up. And it's really cool if you watch the stories consecutively, and if you add to them in that direction, it will keep rotating those. So there's all kinds of fun things that you can do, you know, just to be real creative with your audience. And I have to say, you've got to do lots of stories, because and tag the stories, because you'll get...
Yeah.
Five times as many people looking at those stories that you do on your front face.
See, I didn't know that. To tag the stories,
another
good tip.
Tag the story. Tag the stories. And then write down the tags that work, because you can, like, once the story's been out there for a couple hours, you can look at the story and swipe up and get the insights on the story. And it'll tell you if that particular story has been circulating or trending on a tag that you used. And then you write down that tag and remember it and keep using that tag. Because it'll keep putting you in front.
Yeah,
it'll even tell
that's
you how.
That's how my phone is right now. If I will put it on my gram, it will just have all my hashtags right there already lined up, ready to go. So it kind of automatically saves too. So I love it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. So much you could do. I mean, literally, I sat there last night. I couldn't sleep, so I just started messing with things and just kind of rearranging and, you know, just do whatever.
They say that the creatives do come out at night, so you're probably just there have all these ideas.
I do.
Yeah.
The best ideas
do come out at night.
It prevents the sleep, though, right? I mean, what's your schedule? Do you sleep a lot? Or are you doing music all night?
Oh man, my ideas mostly come at night, and then during the day, I'd be like, oh man, I wish I could be writing something. Or if I'm like out of town, and I'm just like, oh, I wish I could be like over here, hit my dude up, shout out to Coach, and let me go to a studio or something like that. But my schedule is so like up and down. I try to balance it out, but it's so up and down. But with my music schedule, it's mostly like it could be any day. It could be even right now. I could be writing a song right now and then want to rewrite it again at nighttime or the next day or 2 hours. So my schedule for music, it doesn't really sing, but mostly my ideas and stuff are at nighttime. Or when I want to be in my zone is when I'm like at night. Or if I'm just by myself alone vibing and have all my ideas and inspirations coming to me, I can really think.
You know what I love about the genre that you're into is there's a lot of words that you can put into these songs. There's a lot of a message, you know, and people listen to hip hop for the messages, don't they? They learn the lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
Right? It's really important. Your lyrics are so important. What do you love about hip hop and being in this specific genre and producing here?
Just mainly I could just express myself. Like no matter to speak for anybody, it's really like you could just use it and express yourself in any type of way. And even the lyrics too, like even if you go back for the word song. Like you're right, it's catchy. I've had so many people just rap to me what lyrics they like from it. Even, you know, some kids that just come on, they're just like, word, word.
They really
like that. Even some lines too, I don't want to get too into them right now online, but I've had like one line, hit it one time, might go anonymous. I don't really want to say it right now, but if you hear the song, you know what I'm talking about. But a lot of catchiness, a lot of stuff that people come up to me. So I'm just like, damn, I'm really catchy. So
yes, you are.
Good,
I think the song's
feeling.
Really catchy.
Thank you.
It's also got a unique style. You know, like I listen to so many every day because I not only listen to the ones that come into the station, but I go out there and I love to like look around, you know, and explore social media and just kind of just let it go, right? I create playlists, just random ones if I get inspired or if I think I've got a group of songs that I think people would really want to hear, I'll just like do it. And so with the vast amount of music in there, I feel like Word really stands out because it's catchy. I remember it. I go back to it. And the way that you worked on the phrasing of the word and the way you sung it, you know, and the way you hooked it really did strike. And I think it makes it memorable. So I think you're right on with what the way you're creating and working your own personal style. It's kind of becoming, and I don't know if all your music is like this, but it's kind of becoming a signature. Is there any way that you can keep that going in your music now that you know you've got like this, you know, thing that's speaking to people and making them more engaged?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. For sure. I got the same type of style. And I'll say my lane, my own lane that I made for myself. It's one big, like, highway for me, and I'm just swerving in and out of that highway, left, right, just messing with different things. But I have a lot more vibes like that same song, Word. I have Tell Me, which is out right now. That's a song for the ladies. But same type of vibe. I have my album out, Audio Drug Dealer, where there's different types of just different type of styles, different type of vibes, and it's all just me bringing what I want to bring to, like, you know, the table and bringing my type of music.
What's your general message of your music today?
Well, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Whatever you believe in, just go at it at 100. Like a total thing for it would be like, yeah, just be you. Just that's my message to everybody. Even when I'm making music, my message is just like, yo, how I'm on the mic right now or rapping, this is all me. No imitations, no gimmicks. If this is what you want to do, that's the strongest message I could give anybody. Just be yourself. No matter how corny you think you are, or how cool you are, or how magnificent you might be, just be yourself no matter what it is.
Yeah, just keep it real. We were talking in one of the previous episodes how tempting it is to be different, right? How tempting it is to give in to whatever the promotional trend is, or the way you're supposed to look, or the way you're supposed to act, or some things that people do, especially in hip hop, is just like post money and post like a lot of fake flash.
Yeah.
How do you balance that? Like, what do you do? Do you feel like that actually gets attention from where you're standing, or does it not?
I think it depends on, like, the demographic of what you're trying to bring in, like, what kind of audience, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not really into, like, well, I have favorite artists that will, like, when they're posting their music, they'll flash their money and stuff. But
yeah,
I don't really think it's a need to do it. I've never understood that. Or people, like, you know, what you just said, like they're doing their thing and they want to show, like, guns and stuff, like their Instagram,
yeah.
And, like, I just never understood it. But they do say that you do have to sell to get back a little, though. Like, that saying is true, though. Like, sex does sell, too. So if you're not, you know, a person that's just, like, you know, jiggy, or, you know, you're like a standout type of person, you got to kind of make yourself kind of stand out. You don't got to dress, you know, the flashiest or the big chain or flash, but you just got to be about what you represent about yourself. And I really think people appreciate you more when you're more outspoken and you're coming at that at 100. But you do have to, I guess, mix it up in that type of sense. But to fake it all the way,
Right, because, I mean, there's going to be people around you that are obviously that are either going to be on board with your as a street team, but if they know you're a fraud, you're totally not going to get, you're not going to build your fan, you're not going to build your core, right?
Well, if the money's coming in, though, they will fake, you could fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody was telling me, I had a meeting, it was a marketing meeting the other day, and it was with a real great, well-known, old-time music marketer. And, like, they were saying, the conversation was basically, it used to be fake it till you make it, but today it's all about authenticity. And if you can be authentic and really, like, if you can express your struggles, people will relate to you more, and you will have a stronger fan base. Like, it used to be a long time ago, right, that you wanted to flash and impress people, and then they would follow you because they would want to follow the people who were doing better than them. But today, people want to be heard and want to connect. So it's better to be more authentic than flash. And I totally get that, because I talk the most to people who I think are going through something similar. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. I'm probably one of those people that kind of, like, think the same way. Was like the change is more like people want to see what you're going through. Like, nowadays, not even just about music. Like, they want to see your life, know your life, and they actually want to be a part of your life or feel,
yeah,
like they can feel like they're a part of that person.
Yep.
Like,
I know.
Like, it's crazy. You know, it's really crazy. It's not just about music. Nowadays, it's like 10% music, 90%, you know, your life.
Yeah, it really is, because the music is what gets their attention, but then you and your character and your personality and people being friends with you on the internet is what's going to keep them around and get them to invest in your journey.
Yeah, so true.
We're talking about that all the time because we do so much marketing for so many different artists, and it's always about the road to monetization with this, you know, like who's going to play it, who's going to share it though, you know, like you can get somebody to play it, but then the next level is who's going to share it, because when they share it, they add it to playlists, that's when you really grow. And also, so you want to nurture those relationships, and then you want to keep nurturing them over and over again. So I guess the big thing is, what can we put out there, and what can you express to the most amount of people with the least amount of friction and in the most authentic way, that hearing you one time, if you only have one time to make an impression, that you just do it, and then you be consistent with it. Because if it takes 7 experiences for someone to really have an emotional connection, then you got to make every one of those moments really special.
Count. Yeah.
Yes.
All those
they
same
do.
7 connections, you got to count. Either trying to make a moment, or you can make something happen for 15. I guess your 15 minutes of fame.
It's absolutely
like shock value. So that you could be like a person with like bunch of tattoos on your face or wearing dresses or whatever or something, and just come out the woodwork and be like talking out his
hashtag tattoo
stuff. Yeah, all this stuff, you could come out like that, and then the people look you up and be like, yo, I know that person, that guy went to Harvard, or that person
right,
what? So
what happened
so
well, the image, it does have to work. It's true. And you do. You have to find what is best for you. You know, like we've had image, like let's not even go down the road of image, because like I feel like no image is an image. So like whatever you're doing, right, you got to watch it, because like that is going to express, image is the reason why people play the music. Like whatever is in that image is going to determine whether they push play. And I can't even tell you, like, you'd be better off having a graphic made than putting a grainy picture. Because if there's a grainy picture, even though it's a picture of the artist, it never gets returns. It's always 100% bad. Like, it's amazing. High quality images, they just get returns. And, like, honestly, the cooler or the sexier the image, it gets returns. And that's the part that we're always fighting about, because we're always like, do you have to be sexy to get somebody to play your music today, to get them to listen to the message? Do you have to be pretty? You know, what is it that you have to be to get the attention in that news feed?
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Just like my word video, I would never thought my word video would have got me having this interview with you again, played on the radio stations and stuff like that, just from me making that video. Not even just the song alone, but the video.
And look what happened.
I'm here having a conversation with you. And it's going great. So shout out to my boy Bless. Highly favored for putting that masterpiece together.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Did a great job. I think it's a great video too. You know, I like the scenes that you guys put. It's got good quality. Mm-hmm. You know, he filmed it well. What did he film it on?
He filmed it on, I could be wrong, you might hate me, but I think I think it was a GH5, Yeah.
You never know. I mean, these days, a lot of people are filming on their iPhones, and it's amazing. I'm always interested because it's incredible what they can do.
It was a top-notch camera.
Yeah.
And
because the night, it looks really clear.
Getting
grainy.
Especially what he's doing.
It's hard to get that night vibe and not have really grainy images. So great job. Props to him for sure. So nice to talk to you today. Thank you for being on the show, Julius. It's great to get to know you. And this was a interesting conversation, to say the least. So much, it could go on for hours. It could be a whole YouTube channel. We just get on there and talk about stuff like this, and people would be like, yeah, you're so right.
Thank you for having me, Jacqueline. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. I'll see you, too, when I get to Mississauga.
Yeah, for sure. Link up, and I got more music coming your way. And everybody.
Awesome. Oh, can't wait. What's the next one? Give us a hint. Yeah.
I might come up with another song, like Tell Me, or I might come up with something, you know, jiggy diddy bopping. Also, I'm working on a team tape, the G-Fly Swam tape. That's with my boy Jay Good, my next boy Knox, and we're coming up with, like, instead of us having, like, our own, like, solo projects that we have, we're going to come and make an actual, like tape together.
Because
we're all a team, yeah.
Fantastic.
So I've been working on that. And, yeah, if you ever need something for the show, just let me know, Jack. Let me know.
I will, for sure.
I got some music.
Yeah, send it. You know, we're always using those back reels too. Like, we have a lot of artists that just create them, and when they have something they think is going to lay good behind our ads or even my personal channel that I've been working with a little bit, then we can use them for sure. We'll give you credit for it.
Oh, thank you. Definitely put you up to that.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal.
Right.
Bye, Julius. Have a great day.
Bye. Have a good day.
Awesome. Julius Ice on AVA Live Radio. So he's got so much coming out. That's awesome. More music to come. Word is just hitting us really in a good place. I think it's just an awesome style for him and something that is very, very memorable. So wanted to have him up on the show today. Glad you guys enjoyed it. Thanks so much for being a part of AVA Live Radio and being here with us on this amazing episode. More to come, as well as new music segments. And don't forget to check our Spotify playlist, because they are different every single day. Have a great one, you guys, and I'll see you again tomorrow.
Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Music.
Hey,
this is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Jacqueline Jax, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Lainey Nash, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Chris Bishop, and I love...